Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back. This week's podcast is about believing in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself and the ability you have been given, you're not alone. I was paid to be a public speaker, and I didn't like the sound of my voice, so I shied away from speaking. I didn't believe that I had the ability to write and develop ideas, so I didn't do that either. Most people you look at when you walk into your office or down the street or into the grocery store or at the gas station don't believe in the abilities they have either. You are not alone. Maybe you were even told that you're not supposed to believe in yourself. Maybe your religious institution said that you can't trust your abilities. They told you you have to rely on God alone. And I'll get into that later because that was me. I'm a person who spent a lot of my life not believing in the abilities that I had because I was told not to. What I want today is this to be the first step in trying to change that for you. So here's the first key. Stop saying, "I can't." "I can't" is the most limiting thing you can say to yourself. Thinking you can't do something steals joy from your life. Even saying something like, "I tried this before and I wasn't any good at it," will rob you of doing something that you love. As long as you tell yourself you can't do something, then you won't do it. You may not even try to do it if you think you can't. Even if you don't think you're going to be good at a subject, just trying something new can open you up to other opportunities. If you've always wanted to paint but knew you were no good at it, going to take a class will open you up to what's possible. And the more classes you take, the better you're going to become, regardless of your talent level. So the next level to this is, do you want to paint for a living? Or let me ask it this way. Do you want to do something besides what you're doing right now for a living that's creative? If you don't think you can, you'll never try. And I'm not saying quit your job tomorrow and start doing something creative for a living. Because if you've never done it before, yes, you're probably going to fail. What I'm saying is, until you believe you can, you won't even take the classes or do the things you need to do to learn what it takes to start and run a business and sell the things that you make. And as far as that's concerned, here's the best advice that I've ever heard. Write what you want to read, paint what you want to see, create what you want to create. And whether you make money at it or not, you've done what you love and you will be fulfilled. Second key, stop focusing on the past. If you've listened to this podcast before, you've probably heard me say that I believe our purpose is to use the skills we were created with. Whether your skill is empathy, love, singing, riding a horse, driving or working on a car, engineering a bridge, salesmanship, or whatever else lies inside of you. But for most of us, a parent, a teacher, our friends, or addiction, or any other number of things that cropped up in our life has squashed these things. The problem is all those things happened in the past, which is where many of us like to spend our life. Our parents didn't hurt us now. They hurt us in the past. Our friends said we were stupid in the past. That addiction, for most of us, was in the past. Your past got you to where you are today, but your future depends on you deciding to move forward from this point on, and that requires you to stop living in the past. You have to realize you are unique and unrepeatable. You are special because there's no one else like you, but you're also part of humanity, which needs you to be who you were created to be to fulfill who you are. One of my favorite authors, Brené Brown, wrote this: "Owning our story and loving ourselves through that process is the bravest thing that we will ever do." But who wants to own our story when most of our stories are messed up? Once we can get out of using our past that holds us back, we can start loving ourselves and moving forward. Today, I know that success for me is about helping other people like you find what success means to you and then building a community with that. I can only do those things if I love and believe in myself. Which brings me to my next point. If you can't just love yourself on your own, find people who believe in you. Because of what I said earlier, I understand that for some of us, finding others who believe in us may seem impossible. But just like everything else, if you believe you can, you will find people who bring joy to your life. People who believe in you and encourage you to do the things you want to do. For me, this started over 25 years ago, driving a 1996 Toyota Camry. I listened to audio cassettes and CDs. I would listen to Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn and John Maxwell and Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins talk about believing in myself and passing it on to others. Eventually, this led me to seek out like-minded individuals. And today I have a group of guys who love me for who I am and encourage me to be my best. But it wasn't an overnight process. I had to work at that too. I had to build up trust, and there were individuals along the way who I thought I could trust, and I learned I couldn't. And that is part of life that we all have to understand. But having people around you who believe in you helps you believe in yourself more. And I still listen to positive audiobooks and programs when I'm in the car because they help me focus on what I need to be. Finally, I'm going to say this. I want you to know that there's a bigger player in the game. I think when we recognize that there's something bigger than us that has more power than we do, we can relax and draw on this higher power as a source of strength. And two things I know. Religion has hijacked this source for most of us. And the second thing is, I'm not going to tell you you have to believe in anything specific. Whether you call it God or source, your higher power, the golden thread, or cosmic equation, or any other number of names, there's something bigger than us that believes in you. This power is inside all of us. It connects all of us. I believe it's what put these abilities inside of us. I also want you to know it's okay to be a spiritual person without religion. But what I want you to recognize is that there's something there that you can begin to rely on that will help you develop a belief in yourself that you may not currently have. Like most 12-step programs teach, get to know God as you understand God, not as a specter that was used to control you or try to make you be a good little boy or a girl. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to leave it there. I know this is a touchy subject for some people, but I wanted to say it. I also know that most of us aren't going to get fixed in one episode of a podcast. And this isn't a cop-out because what I'm about to say is honestly true. I honestly believe that if I can go from that little redneck kid growing up in Arkansas to dealing with addiction that stunted my growth as a human being, to a life coach with a podcast, you can do whatever it is you want to do. If you don't hear anything else I said, I want you to know that I believe in you, and I know you can because I did. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can search for Recapture Your Life Coaching on Facebook. You can go to the website. You can email me, steve@recaptureyour.life. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter. If you want to talk about this, I am available to talk about it. Okay, that's enough for this week. I know some of this may have been a lot to process, but the hard things are what make us grow. And if you did enjoy this podcast, please share it with others. Please subscribe, and I will talk to you in a couple of weeks.